An attempted coup gets in the way of outreach in South Sudan. An American teen is trying to make Christmas a little more for Russian orphans. And 2014 looks to be a year of forward motion in Haiti. Stay tuned to find out how on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. An attempted coup this week in South Sudan's capital city of Juba has left things in disarray. Heavy fighting continued on through yesterday, prompting both a wave of refugees and a curfew. Food for the Hungry has an office in Juba in the middle of the fighting. FH's Pete Howard says all of their South Sudan work has been affected by it.
This kind of fighting puts all of that in jeopardy. And so in the last few days, our staff have had to completely shut down our operations in the country, at least around the fighting.
It's a setback that can only be answered one way.
We've been asking people to pray for peace and security in the coming days so that we can resume supporting the community.
Through numerous touch points, their work softens hearts for more.
By being there, caring for them with the compassion of Christ, that is the gospel. And oftentimes that can turn into really great conversations about being created in the image of God and the opportunities there are as people reach their full potential.
Next, risks are too great to celebrate Christmas openly in Iraq for Christians. Open Doors USA reports Muslim terrorists are threatening churches, especially on Christmas Day. Last year, Christian students there were warned that if they skip classes to celebrate Christmas, there would be severe consequences. Open Doors is asking you to pray for believers in Iraq this Christmas. Support Open Doors trauma counseling, Bible training, and literature distribution through a link at our website. This is Mission Network News. A 14-year-old girl from Michigan is doing something I'm kind of proud of. Well, she's my daughter. In 2002, we adopted her from Irkutsk, Russia, as a 3-year-old. Well, today, she wants to send Christmas gifts and the gospel to all the kids in her former orphanage. She's doing it through Russian Ministry's Gift of Hope program. Now, she's close to her goal. Each $25 donation sends one Christmas gift, which includes the Word of God. Go to missionnetworknews.org if you'd like to be a part of this. Meanwhile, a chance encounter on the island of Loganoff, Haiti, is helping gospel work move forward. Starfish founder Steve Edmondson.
Moving supplies into country in Haiti is extremely difficult, fraught with a lot of delays and politics and what have you.
Haiti's former director of finance is helping Starfish overcome these challenges. He recently joined a meeting between all of the groups serving in Loganoff.
He and I really had substantive conversations about the next step in our young organization. God is blessing our ministry, and knowing that we're here for the long run, we are looking for ways to be more credible among the people.
Starfish shares Christ's love and compassion through holistic care. Find details at our website. Pray Starfish can register with Haiti's government soon.
It will really, really help us in shipping the supplies from the States.
And next month marks 4 years since a 7.0 earthquake devastated Haiti's people and infrastructure. It'll be the 4-year anniversary of EFCA Reach Global's work in Haiti as well. More churches are being planted, but Haitian leaders recently shared this concern with Reach Global's Mark Lewis.
They sense that the depth and breadth of discipleship is less. There's just fewer really true disciples following Christ.
Pray the call of discipleship is clearly communicated at an upcoming conference. Pray also for Haitian believers as they struggle with the unexpected loss of a leader.
He was the president of a denomination of several hundred churches, and he was brutally attacked and murdered about a week and a half ago. We need to pray for the UEBH and their leadership, that they would continue to move forward in the direction that Pastor Simone was leading.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Get Phillips, Craig, and Dean's new Christmas CD, Hope for All the World, with your gift of any amount. It features your favorite Christmas carols along with some brand new original songs. Call 1-800-995-4828 with your best gift, and I'll send you a copy. Or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.